Time to catch up with what's happening in the Mount Alexander Shire now. And Darren Fuzzer joins us, the CEO of said Shire. Darren, morning to you.
Morning, Robert.
How are we this morning?
Going very well, thank you.
Good stuff.
The social restrictions are good and bad, Robert. I have to say, pretty happy not to hear the lawnmower start at 7 o'clock in the neighbourhood, I assume as a result of the restrictions. So it's a good day.
Fair enough. Hey, so what's the update on council facilities and the council meeting?
Yeah, this is the downside. We have temporarily closed our offices again, Robbo, and we're hoping to reopen them at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, this Thursday the 18th. But, of course, like everybody else, we have to wait for the Premier's further advice. So that applies to the Civic Centre, the Visitor Information Centres, and pretty much all of our venues, community and recreation facilities. The parks and playgrounds, they're still open, though, for exercise as per the latest restriction requirements, and the public toilets are also open as well. The council meeting, we had planned for that tonight, Robbo, to be in the Castlemaine Town Hall so that we could get the public back in under the previous rules, but unfortunately we can't do that again. So it will be broadcast as before via YouTube and no longer directly open to the public, and actually all the councils will be on a Zoom meeting as well, unfortunately. So we were really hoping to get everyone back in person to our council meetings, Robert. We've had the last 8 have been held in an online format, but we'll just have to wait until March for the next meeting, when we hope we will be able to get the public back involved. But if people do want to get questions in, Robbo, to the councillors, they can still email us through the governance team. They've got to do that by 12 o'clock today. And you just email governance@mountalexander.vic.gov.au to do that.
Okay.
Hi, Darren. You are calling out for people, hopefully post-pandemic, we guess, to be in your visitor guide. What are you looking for?
We are, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're certainly hoping that some businesses who are looking for opportunities to promote themselves can get involved in signing up to be part of our Castlemaine, Molden and Surrounds official visitor guide. So that's a free guide that gets free to the public. It's produced every 2 years and gets distributed to key visitor information centres, not only across Victoria, but all of Australia. So it highlights the key destinations, the experiences and the local businesses that we have to potentially hundreds of thousands of visitors. So we really encourage businesses to get involved in that, and they can actually, by getting involved in our tourism partnership program, they can get a $100 discount off the cost of the advertisements in the guide itself. So that's for both existing or new members of the tourism partnership program. And just at the moment, that tourism partnership program itself, the fees have been waived on that by council as part of a COVID support package. So get onto the tourism partnership program for free, and out of that you can get yourself $100 off the cost of advertising in the Castlemaine, Molden and Surrounds official visitor guide. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a conversation with us about that, please give the wonderful Shana Crosby, our Tourism Marketing and Development Officer, a call on 5471 1727, or you can email her at marketing@mountalexander.vic.gov.au. And those bookings close by 1st of March, please.
Okay. And finally, a quick update on the proposed supermarket in Forest Street.
Yes, this is one that gets a lot of public attention down here at Rollo that you might have heard about. So at this stage, we're just letting everybody know it's been going quite a long time, the second proposal for the site. And at this stage, the application's been referred to all the relevant authorities, so North Central Catchment Management Authority, Golden Murray Water, the Department of Transport, Coldman Water and the EPA. We're waiting to get back all of the referral authorities' views about the proposal, and then our statutory planners will be able to put all of that together into an assessment report and then provide their recommendation to council against the planning scheme. And then the councillors will consider that at a future council meeting, which the date's yet to be set on that, because we need to get back all of that information and bring it all together. But we've had 140 submissions already for that matter, and that's got support and people against that proposal. So strong feelings both ways on that one, which is why we're again just letting everybody know where it's at.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to get a submission in, you can still do that. And if you want any more information, have a look on our website or give the planning team a call on 5471 1700.
I tell you what, some people there, mate, they are just frothing in their cappuccino, and it's got stuck in their hipster beards in Castlemaine because they're just so angry about it.
Yeah, there's very strong views about it, Robert, that's for sure.
Very polarising, yeah.
Seems to be.
All right, listen, Darren, have a great week, mate. Good to chat, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.
Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call.